Hello and welcome to International Report. 98% of tsetse flies have been eradicated from an infested area in Senegal. A victory other countries on the continent will be keen to replicate, although the work continues. Tsetse flies spread trypanosomiasis, or sleepy sickness, in humans and cattle and kills more than 3 million livestock in sub-Saharan Africa every year. Tsetse flies, though no bigger than a housefly, are a huge obstacle to farming livestock and milk production, impacting the livelihoods of farmers. Now, after more than 10 years, wildflies have been successfully wiped out in an area of Senegal thanks to the gradual release of sterile males reared in laboratories in Europe and Africa. Emmanuel Londé has this report from Dakar.
Since 2000, male sterile tsetse flies have been released into the wild. Their purpose is to stop the reproduction of wild flies endemic to the area and eradicate them. They're bred in a laboratory in Dakar after being hit with a dose of radiation in a laboratory in Vienna by the United Nations Atomic Energy Agency in what's known as the sterile insect technique. A sort of atomic birth control for the flies to stop them reproducing and to stop infecting cattle with trypanosomiasis, a disease that makes cows weak, reduces their milk production and can even kill them. Dr. Mark Raysan is head of the anti-pest laboratory of the International Atomic Energy Agency.
There are weekly releases of sterile insects. Actually, there are 4 releases per week. And this is, you know, very environment friendly, because the only thing you do is you're actually releasing sterile insects that only will mate with their wild counterparts. They are irradiated, so they won't live very long. They cannot reproduce. They will die off. So there is no harm done.
Sterile insect technique, or SIT, is also being developed for a number of killer diseases spread by mosquitoes around the world.
There is a great future for SIT, I think, and not only for tsetse, but also for mosquitoes. And we have started working in my lab since 10 years on mosquito SIT. And we are now at the stage that we are helping member states to set up small pilot trials. We focus on the malaria mosquito, and more even on the mosquito that transmits, you know, Zika, chikungunya, and dengue, because these are the big, you know, the big killers in the world today.
A future without any annoying mosquitoes buzzing in our ears is not realistic, though, says Dr. Raysan.
You know, mosquitoes are completely different animals from tsetse. Tsetse you can eradicate. I don't think that we will ever be able to eradicate mosquitoes. So the whole goal of mosquito SIT is to use it in areas where you have high densities of people, like towns, cities, mega cities, and, you know, you release your mosquitoes continuously. They will keep that wild population at a very, very low level. And if your wild population is at a very, very low level, you know, you break the transmission cycle.
Back in Senegal, results with tsetse flies are showing. Due to poor milk production from local cows, Senegal imports its milk at a cost of around 60 billion CFA francs annually. That's around 100 million US dollars. To reduce that, around 1,000 European cows have been imported to crossbreed with local cows. The result is increased milk production, something that couldn't have been done while tsetse flies threaten the lives of cattle, says Baba Sal from Senegal's Ministry of Agriculture.
This Niang area is very favorable for animal production, including milk production. And trypanosomiasis was one of the constraints. If we remove this constraint, so we can improve animal health. So if we remove the trypanosomiasis, so we can breed these productive cows to improve milk production.
The sterile flies are color-coded in the lab before being airdropped from an ultralight aircraft along a strict grid-line pattern to make sure the entire zone is treated. Fly traps set on the ground are checked periodically. If only colour-coded flies are caught, it's the indicator Dr. Sek from the Senegalese Agricultural Research Institute is waiting for to declare no wild flies exist anymore.
We are sure that we've eradicated 97 or maybe 98%. Currently, we've seen that there are some pockets, areas with very low densities. We caught a wild fly about 2 or 3 weeks ago. So what does this mean? It means that we have about 18 months ahead of us before it's entirely eradicated, and that's a minimum estimate.
If in the next 18 months no further flies are caught, though, Senegal will be able to celebrate the total eradication of the tsetse fly in the Niai region. For RFI, Emmanuel Londé in Dakar.